Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Im Nivsa Kol Chutei Aknaf Nishtabam Kidei Aniva Kol Achutim Apsukim Yachad. All the strings that make up the tzitzis, one of the tzitzis, got torn in a fashion that there's only a little bit of it remaining, but enough that you could tie them all together, then it's kosher. Im Lo Nishtar Kidei Aniva, if it's not enough to tie them around each other, it's too short to do that, it'll fall apart. Then, afilu chut echad shenifsa kula pasul. So if you have one string that starts on one side and ends up on the other side, basically if you have one strand on the left side and one side on the right side that are completely cut off, and you have to be choshish, maybe it's from the same string, and that'll be possible. You have to have kidei aniva. But if you have hilkach, well, he'll explain it. Kivan shekol echad koifel eshnayim. The way the strands of the tzitzis are made is it's four that are folded into the two, which comes out of eight strings. If two sides of the string are ripped off, detached, it's possible. You have to be concerned, like we said a minute ago, that maybe they're from the same string. We are medakta, we make the tzitzis, thus is simon, the tal, the roshim, the inyan. When we make the tzitzis, we always make sure that we keep four of the strings always on one side and four on the other side. So therefore, when you have a knot at the end, you know that all the four on one side are four separate strings and not two sides of the same string. And then we also have the dalet rashim mitzad ha'acher, you have the other half of the four strings on the other side. Therefore, in this section, the rashim mitzad echad kosher. If two strings were completely removed from one side, it's still kosher because you know that the other side is still there, and you have more than this shear of kidei aniva on the remaining side. The father shnei chutim heim, v'nishtar mikol echad ha'roish hasheini. Yeah, the ones that are missing are two separate strings, and each one has a second side which is still intact. Sheyosim kidei aniva. The remaining side is more than this minu kidei aniva. So this is the first opinion, which is that as long as the tzitzis that are missing, that are detached, are all on one side of the knot, you're right, because you have all four of them on the other side of the knot. But if you have ripped on both sides of the knot, then you're a chashash psul. Rabbeinu Tam, he's more machmer. Loi machshirim el minishtar beizchut nishtemim. Dehainu, arba roshim. You have to have two strings that are completely intact. So if you have more than two strings out of the eight missing, you're ready choshish, that you have three strings that are missing, and it will be possible according to Rabbeinu Tam. Shekolachem Eirashim Orch Yudbeis Gudlin. You have to have two chutin that has 12 gudlin, 12 thumb breadths remaining on each side. Oz Machshim Shenisuk Shnei Chutin Machir. If the other two are missing, then it's the right in Nishtar Behem Kdei Aniva. Those ones also have to have Kdei Aniva. Am Nivsuk Gimel Chutin. According to Rabbeinu Tam, three strings out of the eight are missing, even if those three only have kidei aniva. I mean, do have kidei aniva. They're not cut down to the bottom, but they have less than the 12 gudlin. It is possible, according to Rabbeinu Tam. The second, you have three strings that are less than the shear, you have a problem. If they were not medactic when they made the tzitzis to make sure that the four on this side are four independent strings and the four on the other side are also four independent ones, then chashin and shema kol reish shehu michud echad, we are concerned that maybe two strings on the same side are from the same chut. V'nimsa she'en kan elo chud echad sholem echad mistake apostle. Yeah, so v'nimsa she'en kan elo chud echad sholem. If you have three strings missing that are cut down, then you only have one full string left. Hilkach misveika posel. You have to be concerned at least that you have only one full one left, and that's not good according to Rabbeinu Tam. I'm learning after kolel shnei roshim machshirim bechdei aniva. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if only two strings were cut and they're both on the same side, then as long as kidei aniva remained, it's all right. So the ikar din is like the svari shayna, that if you have even four strings missing on one side, if you're medactic to that each side is a different side of those strings, then it will still be kosher. But if you have one string from each side of the knot completely cut off and doesn't have the aniva left, then it will be possible even according to that sheet. But miu hecha the epsha tov lacha d'shavas Rabbeinu Tam, which lachatchila one should try to be makbid on Rabbeinu Tam, which means that you can make a bracha on it if you don't have that. But the second you have three strings that are not complete, you're already in trouble with according to Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore you should try to replace it. But in the meantime, you can use it. The noigim says Rambam Rabbeinu Tam. We are noig lachatchila like the Rabbeinu Tam. Surely, if you were medaktik, and that all the strings should be on one side, and the other side of the string should be on the other side. So, if you have, like we said before, if you have three strings that are ripped, then it's definitely possible according to Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, if you weren't medaktik, so if you have three strings that are ripped on the same side, so you don't have a raya that three strings are missing something. It could be two of them are from the same string and then one from another string, so it's just a suffix if it's possible according to Rabbeinu Tam. But v'im nifzak beis atzdodim nami posel shema gimel chutim hei. And if it's ripped from both sides, then it's also possible because you have to be concerned that these are from Gimel Chutin, they are three independent Chutin. We're talking about even though Kitei Aniva remains, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to have two full strings.